I feel like it's kind of the end of an era because I'm reading this morning where Radio Shack is closing 552 stores.
Aww.
Well, see, and the reason why, I guess you kind of have to be a certain age to really remember Radio Shack when it was in its glory days. You know, in the 70s, man, before there was a, you know, a Best Buy or Circuit City or whatever. I mean, if you wanted to get your nerd on, you had to go into Radio Shack. I mean, first of all, everybody, all the nerds, and I count myself among them, we always had a battery card in our wallet. You know, remember the battery card? You go in, every time you go in and you make a purchase, you get that battery card punched. When you get however many punches it was done, I guess you get a free battery. I'm like, hey, it was simple pleasures then, you know? But seriously, if you had some sort of nerd, geeky, technical question, man, you went to your local Radio Shack. That's where you went. There was always somebody knowledgeable behind the counter, oftentimes a fellow nerd. And, you know, they could answer the question. I used to love going to the Radio Shack, man. I probably spent half my teen years in Radio Shack, which explains why I really didn't date either. But that's probably a whole another discussion for another time. But anyway, there you go. 552 Radio Shack stores are going to close because of declining sales. And they did try the whole team up with Sprint for a while thing. Remember, they merged the stores. And so you walk into the Sprint store and there's Radio Shack kind of stuck into a corner. It's not the same thing. But man, if you ever needed a battery or a wire or a plug or anything else, Radio Shack was your place. Rest in peace, Radio Shack. It's little by little, it's all going to be gone before very long.